Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and unfortunately, we are having some technical difficulties tonight. I am not able to access my board, so we are not able to do our open mic for tonight. I am, however, going to try to bring in the guest that we wanted to have to share some information with you for tonight. Hopefully that will work out. We'll see very, very shortly. But in the meantime, we thank you again for tuning in to this special edition of New Day. And, of course, today is the fifth day of Kwanzaa, and that is, of course, the day of Nia, the day of purpose. My apologies, last night I jumped over a day and said it would be Kuumba, and that's not correct. Tomorrow is Kuumba. Today is Nia, and of course that is the day of purpose. So hopefully we will at least be able to get on the elder that we want to bring in for tonight, because every year I tend to observe the day of Nia with a tribute, and that tribute is to one of my elders who made transition on this very day, the day of Nia, and that is the President General of the UNIA. We call him Baba Battle, and his name was President General Redmond Battle. And again, he made transition on this very day of Nia. And so each year when this comes around, I always make certain that I recognize the great work that he did. And as far as I'm concerned, is still inspiring many to do. He was a Garveyite all the way, straight through to the very day of his transition, and certainly helped me and many, many others to grow and develop in ways that we can't possibly even begin to tell you. You know, I was one coming up in the culture who was considered being one of those rebel kind of daughters, and there were only a few people who, for whatever reason, I felt inclined to pay real close attention to and to always listen very carefully to. And Baba Battles was one of those people who always made certain that I was able to do whatever I needed to do with his full support, but also, you know, he was there whenever I needed him to be there to help give me guidance and other kind of strengthening. Him being the type of man who had the experience and the wisdom. And, you know, you had to know that if you've ever sat with him, because he always taught, you know, no matter what, you know, even in the most basic conversations, he was always teaching and always inspiring. And so, you know, it was an honor to kind of be able to be under his wing somewhat. But at any rate, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and of course we're always very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. And we bid you, as we oftentimes do, and that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. This, again, is the day of Nia, of purpose. And with that said, we hope that you will allow us to take a few moments. You're going to get a little bit of what we call dead air for a few minutes, because we're going to try to patch in Elder Gossett, who was very, very close to the President General. And so we want to, even though I'm not able to access my board, we're going to try to hook this up another kind of way. So we ask you all just bear with us for a few moments, and hopefully we can do this. So please hang in there. You're going to hear a little silence for a few moments, but please bear with us. I know, but my question is, how did that happen? When, I mean, who gave the okay on that? Who co-signed that that's what we were going to be called after we were no longer wanting to be called Negro? How did that come about? And so, of course, you couldn't answer that question. Most people cannot, because for real, there is no real answer you can get. It came about as an assumption. And with that said, because, you know, there was the thing of Negro and then, of course, being called black, and then some brilliant people decided to come up with African-American because this land is called America. It's called the United States of America. So, okay, let me see. Well, I'm still waiting for someone to text me to make sure that we are, in fact, broadcasting. I hope we are. Let me see. Let me check and see. Yep, we should be. We should be. Let's see. Looks like we are. Can't really tell, but hopefully we are. And we're going to check again in a few moments. But at any rate, in the conversation again, in looking at being called an African-American, the fact of the matter is that the United States is called the United States of America. So to leave it at African-American becomes a bit ambiguous because the continent is called North America. So that locks one in to this government, and that's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to make sure that we were locked into the government, because anyone that understands how the politics of this thing works, then you realize that these names and numbers are connected to the stock exchange. And so in order for them to create the interest that they need, and I'm not talking about interest as in them caring, I'm talking about the interest monetarily, they have to connect the dots and make certain that the so-called citizenship is designed so that they can do the exchange on the stock market. So the conversations that we've been having lately is, as we proceed in dialoguing about what we should really call ourselves, or at least looking at that closer as opposed to just assuming that everybody wants to be called an African-American, and certainly to have some understanding why, the dialogue is going to be, should we be called something else? Should we agree to be called something else? Because there was no agreement, there was no plebiscite, there was no hearing or no declaration or nothing that even gave any indication that we as a people wanted to be called that. It became an assumption. It became something that we kind of accepted and no one questioned it, and whoops, there it is. But the fact of the matter is that a people who, in fact, are free, or at least attempting to be free, will take the time to define themselves, and with defining themselves, will also begin to establish their own identity, but not based on what somebody else gave them, but because they made the decision. That never happened. So as we proceed in 2014, one of the things that we will be doing is holding plebiscites, or what we call pre-plebiscites. And those pre-plebiscites will begin to look closer at asking the question, what should we call ourselves, based on the facts. And the facts of the matter is, are we going to be citizens of America or citizens of North America? That dialogue is going to be very interesting, especially when we find that the argument will lead us closer to becoming freer if, in fact, we demand to be called what we wish to be called, and not because of the present-day structure of assuming that because you were born in a region that is called something, then that's what you should be called. Hence, if that stands to rule, we would be called African Americans of the United States, or African United States of America. You understand? So the concept is not really real if, in fact, you're looking at being called African-American based on the fact that you were born in the United States of America, because the same thing would apply if, in fact, you said African North America, putting us more in tune to the land mass as opposed to the government. At any rate, these are the types of things that we will be looking forward to bringing into the UN starting in March, because, again, in order for there to be change, people have to be readied and strong enough to present the arguments And if you don't like something the way it is, why sit back and keep letting it be that way? You have to at least raise your concern about it and see where it goes from there. But to sit back and do nothing, say nothing, just go along with the program, no, we're not going to do that. So at any rate, I'm trying to see if we were able to connect to our other call. Doesn't seem like we were. Okay, we're going to try to do that again. So we ask that you bear with us again, and we're going to check to see if, in fact, we were able to connect. Again, we're having some technical difficulties, and we are going to try to route this through in another way. So let's see if we can do that. So, again, you're going to hear a little silence for a few moments, but we will be right back. Okay. Still cannot tell if, in fact, we have okay, we are back. Apparently, we are recording or we are live. It just so happened that in attempting to bring in the other call, we were not able to do that because the other party's line is not accessible. So what we would probably do tonight, family, is reschedule this broadcast for tomorrow evening and just combine the two days. As a matter of fact, I may be able to even do the broadcast from the UNIA because they will be doing their night watch tomorrow, which of course is the tradition that many have begun to adopt. The night watch was to bring in not only the new year, but it was also to listen out for the call or for the announcement or so-called declaration of freedom. So, again, it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to make the connection tonight that we wanted to make. We do apologize, but what we will do is attempt to reschedule this broadcast for tomorrow. It will be a day that, let me see, it is Ka'uma tomorrow. Yep, it is Ka'uma tomorrow. So we will be able to combine Nia and Ka'uma with this creativity. And Nia, of course, is purpose. And what we'll do is combine the two and bring you on, I presume we'll bring you on with Elder Gossip tomorrow. And then we'll also open up the mic, as we had hoped to do tonight, to have you all convey, you know, what you feel about purpose. What is your purpose? That was really going to be our question for tonight. What is your purpose? When I train some of our sisters who are interested in developing in different areas for the mailing movement, one of the key questions that I always bring to them is, why are you here? Why are you here on this planet? And so along with Nia, purpose, that, you know, helps one to become more in tune to what their actual mission is, other than what somebody tell them it is. They have to figure out or find out or search and seek what is there for them. And again, this is not based on what anybody else thinks or says about it. And again, these are the types of things that help bring about growth and development, as we heard last night with one of the sisters who is now heading up our own construction company, is now training. She's getting ready to train 10 sisters, all right? It was the Million Women Movement that helped
to keep the sister inspired, to keep her motivated. She had a vision. She knew what she wanted to do. And as a result, she now has it up and running. And they will be training 10 women in the construction fields in a couple of months. I will be a consultant. And we'll also conduct one of the sessions, because the way that we designed this particular course is that they not only get construction guidance or skills or training, plumbing and other areas, but a part of the program is mandated that they have history. So they not only can have you know, the training for electrical or carpentry or whatever, they also have to have that of history, okay? So, again, we will tell you more about what we're doing in terms of our movement, how our sisters are, in fact, not only being inspired, but how they're really growing and developing as a way or as a result of what we began to initiate. And we're going to tell you more about that tomorrow. So with that said, we're going to close this session out for tonight. We will resume tomorrow. We're not sure of the time yet, because the UNIA program, I believe, starts at 7 o'clock. So I'm not sure if we want to be there for the actual starting of the program or wait till sometime afterwards. But at any rate, for those of you who are on our e-list, we will make sure we send that information out to you during the early part of today, the day. And also, of course, we will send out our text messages to let you know the exact time. Again, we thank you for tuning into this segment, and we will definitely resume tomorrow. And please keep in mind that we know we will do an open mic, so if you have some information or some questions or some other things that you might want to convey as it pertains to, of course, this week we've been focusing on the seven principles known as the Nguza Saba. So if there's any thing in reference to those principles, because that's what we're really focusing on, not so much as Kwanzaa per se, but more so about the principles and what they represent and how we can bring some of those concepts and ideas more into our day-to-day life. Now, remember, two things that we talked about this week is, one, in terms of our sisters coming into 2014, one of our focal points or initiatives is that we're asking our sisterhood and those who are affiliates and supporters to support our campaign where women, our women, begin to readjust some of our behavior practices. So essentially we're saying for 1 month, you can do it more than a month, of course, but for 1 month, select the month that you feel you want. But the idea is to begin reducing certain types of behavior, such as gossiping, such as slander, such as nitpicking, such as excessive criticisms, things that for whatever reason we have latched on to, it has latched on to us as women in particular, and we have continued to perpetuate that kind of mindset. So what we want to do now is to work on ourselves, and in doing so to show others that as conscious African women today, we say that this is who we are, and in saying that, this is what we're striving to be, and make certain that we're able to connect with one another as we're doing this. But the point being, we can't just talk about making changes. We've got to do these things. So, again, we're going to gauge some of this. We're going to have dialogue more about those who have attempted to do it or have done it or are doing it. We're going to talk more about the process that you're doing it in and how you feel about it. All of this is coming for this so-called 2014. Again, that was one of the areas that we focused on. The other thing that we talked about during this time period of the Nguza Saba or Kwanzaa is that we're also going to be asking our sisters and affiliates to make certain that for 1 month, was it 1 month? No, I think it was 1 year. I have to go back and see how we wrote that up. But I think it was that you make a point to buy to purchase from someone black once a week, okay? Once a week, that you make an effort and then some to purchase something from someone black one time a week. So now, these are some of, are part of our 5-year, well, actually, it's our 2020, it's a part of our 2020 plan, but we're saying direct action. This is a part of our direct action plan because we have worked very, very hard over these last years to formulate strategies to make certain that we're able to move forward as a movement for our people. But that requires that we do some things. And so for those who say they are about it or say they are serious or say that they're really interested in supporting or what have you, well, we have some things that we will be bringing to you to participate in. And these things are not, they will not be invasive. They will not be, overpowering. They will not be intrusive. But things that we feel represent those principles of being Guza Saba, but also other kinds of principles that will also bring us closer to more unification, what I call practical unity, and other things. So, again, tomorrow we will resume, and we will continue this dialogue tonight, bringing in others, and we look forward to having that dialogue with you. So until then, we're going to close out, and we're going to leave you as we oftentimes greet you, and that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. But remember, for certain, there will never, ever be any real peace, meaning Hotep, until there's truly Ma'at, meaning justice. And, of course, Ma'at also means truth, but our major focus at this particular point in time, and it's all connected, but we must have justice. Till next time, we say, move forward with 3 to the 3rd power, meaning power, prosperity, and peace. Tutanana.